Welcome to the Guitar Freaks Podcast, where we turn beginning guitar players into guitar freaks. This podcast is sponsored by Fret Deck. And now your host, Justin Comstock.
Welcome to the Guitar Freaks Podcast. This is your host, Justin Comstock. Welcome back to another episode of In the Jam. Today I've got some really exciting things lined up for you. We're going to dive deep into some killer guitar soloing prompts. And big nose, I'll be talking about my two brand new ebooks, Solo Craft and Rhythm Craft. Both of these books are packed with tips and techniques to take your guitar playing to the next level. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's talk about guitar soloing. Soloing is where you really get to shine as a guitarist. It's not just about technique, but about emotion, phrasing, and storytelling. Today, I've got 3 to 5 soloing prompts that will help you break out of the box and get more creative with your solos. Soloing prompt number 1, call and response. The first prompt is an old classic, call and response. This is a technique used by guitarists like B.B. King and Steve Ray Vaughan to make their solos conversational. The idea is to play a lick, then follow it up with a response that contrasts the first lick. You could start with a question-like phrase, maybe something mellow and spaced out, and then answer it with something more energetic, like a fast run or a big bend. It's all about creating musical dialogue. You can practice this by playing over a backing track. Try trading phrases with yourself or even with a friend. The key here is to develop musical conversations that ebb and flow, much like a human conversation. Next up, let's get into something I love teaching in solo craft, focusing on chord tones. When you're soloing, it's easy to just fly through scales without really paying attention to the underlying chords. But the best solos, think David Gilmour or Carlos Santana, often emphasize the chord tones, the root, third, and fifth of each chord you're soloing over. Here's how you can apply this as you solo over a chord progression. Try to land on the chord tones as the chords change. It makes your solo sound more connected to the music and more intentional. This is a great way to give your solo a melodic foundation, making it sing rather than just shred. Soloing prompt number 3, dynamic shifts. Now for something that really helps bring emotion into your playing, dynamic shifts. This is where you play with the volume and intensity of your solo. Start with soft, delicate phrases and slowly build up to louder, more intense sections. This creates contrast and adds drama to your solos. One way to practice this is to start with finger picking or light picking and gradually increase your attack. Throw in some bends or slides as you increase the dynamics. In solo craft, I dive deep into how to craft solos that use dynamics to tell a story, keeping your listeners hooked from start to finish. Soloing prompt number 4, phrasing and rhythmic variation. Let's not forget the power of rhythm. One thing I've always stressed in rhythm craft is how much phrasing can be enhanced by rhythmic variation. Don't just play notes in straight time. Try syncopating your phrases, adding pauses, or playing around with triplets and 16th notes. This adds layers and complexity to your solo without needing to increase the technical difficulty. For this prompt, play a simple pentatonic scale, but change the rhythm of each phrase. Maybe play a lick in quarter notes, then switch to 8-note triplets in the next bar. The rhythmic shift will add a fresh vibe to your playing, and this is something I cover in both solo craft and rhythm craft. Soloing prompt number 5, bend and release emotions. Let's talk about one of the most expressive techniques, bend and release. A well-placed bend can bring a solo to life, adding emotion and tension. Start by targeting specific notes, usually chord tones, and then bend up to them, holding the tension before releasing. The key is not just the bend, but what you do afterward. Maybe a fast run, a slide down the neck, or even just holding a note for added drama. This technique really shines in blues and rock soloing. And in Solo Craft, I talk about different ways to use bends to bring more feeling into your solos. Now that we've explored these solo prompts, let me tell you about my two new ebooks, Solo Craft and Rhythm Craft. Solo Craft is all about mastering the art of soloing, whether you're just getting started with improvisation or you're looking to refine your phrasing and technique. This book has everything you need from pentatonic scales to chord tone soloing. It covers a wide range of soloing strategies to help you express yourself fully on the fretboard. Rhythm Craft, on the other hand, is focused on the unsung hero of guitar playing, rhythm. Everyone talks about lead guitar, but strong rhythm playing is the foundation of any great guitarist. In Rhythm Craft, I walk you through mastering chord progressions, creating groove, and using dynamics to become a more complete player. Both of these books are designed to work together, so if you're serious about improving both your soloing and rhythm playing, you'll be able to grab both on my website. That's a wrap today for today's episode of In the Jam. As always, I'm going to play a guitar solo that I've recorded previously for you guys to analyze, and I'm using a lot of the prompts that we talked about today in the podcast. So hopefully you enjoy it. You can download Solo Craft and Rhythm Craft in the episode notes and on my website. Thanks, y'all. Rock on. Thanks for listening to the Guitar Freaks podcast. You can download some free guitar charts and free guitar tools in the episode notes. Click the link and get some free stuff. Rock on.